Identify for retina scan.
Ethno radio.
Four person jam off.
What's up, everybody? This is F Bill Radio. That's how we do right there. Look at the skiggy scat scats.
That was nice, man.
That's what drinking and drugs does to you, right. There, kids.
On like a daily basis.
This is episode 30. Crazy intro there. I don't know where the fuck that came from.
Yeah, we were totally expecting Rage, but Big City pulled a fast one on us.
You guys gave me some lip last week about no new intro, so I gave it back. My own special magic way.
It was 2 weeks ago, man.
Whatever. It feels like it was yesterday. I had such a good time. It felt like it was yesterday.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Last time I was fried.
Dude, you're fried this time.
Whatever.
That's true. Oh yeah, last time you were Chaz Guerrero there.
Chaz.
I don't know.
Guerrero?
I just made that name up.
Charlie Guerrero.
Charlie Guerrero. Fred, you're Chaz from the fucking Happy Days.
Right.
What?
Chachi.
Episode 30.
Episode 30. Today's August 22nd, 2006. I am Mr. White.
I am Malice Factor.
And I'm Big City.
As many of you can probably hear by now, we sound a little bit different.
Right.
Not as fun.
Not as fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the new studio now.
Right.
And the reverb, the natural reverb of the room isn't as much as it was in the old studio. So we might have to compensate for that somehow.
Yeah, somehow we're going to have to compensate for the changes in our voices.
You might actually be able to distinguish who we are if you met us in real life, thus hearing our voices, making it known to you who listens to the show that this is our real voice.
Does anybody remember what it was like when their voice started cracking?
I don't remember it at all. I don't think it happened, to be honest with you.
It only ended last week and started when I was 12.
I don't even think it started for me.
You don't think so? You didn't always sound like that.
Yeah, you probably sounded...
Probably sounded squeakier, louder.
Yeah, you sounded...
Like,
different than
the mouse.
I only had like a couple like bad cracks.
Right.
Huh? Oh my god, what was that?
Yeah, it's only a couple of those.
This happened one day.
Mom!
Hey, Mom!
Oh, my voice got a lot deeper.
Oh. Yeah, it's hot in here already.
Dude, you kill it's the AC. Really warm in here.
Yeah, it's only getting worse.
Oh, yeah, good point.
In another 10 minutes, you're going to be sweating like fucking pigs.
Last episode, I think I said 411 times.
I didn't actually count it for the show model.
You did say last time a lot.
You did, because you were totally fried last time.
I don't really say, like... I counted once, though, like, on how much times somebody said in one sentence, or, like, in a session, a classroom setting.
Can you separate the words that were in the first half of that sentence again?
Mm. No.
Because they all were, like, one big word.
Right.
Is that a best friend, Hannah? But it's a sentence. So...
We're going to burn in hell up here, man.
Yeah. Good thing it's August. The end of August, so...
54 minutes to go.
Shit, September is, like, right around the corner.
Yeah, dude, summer's almost
fucked,
over.
Man. I haven't gone out and done that much fishing, either.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect you to go out and do much fishing. Because you never do, man. You're always like, I'm going to go out and do some fishing. And then you end up not.
Yeah, it's been too busy working.
That sound effect has nothing to do with fishing, man. That's more like... Mr. White saying, I'm going to go out for some chariot racing this summer, and it just never gets done.
Well, I'm off.
I got a half-built chariot in the garage at all times, and I'm like, man,
when the kids leave college, right.
I'll be able to finish this, my chariot. It's got like one wheel on there.
That's a good call, though. Nobody makes chariots anymore.
Dude, yeah, make a fucking chariot.
Even people that own horses, like they said they get like a wagon. Or, like, saddles. Fuck saddles. Get a fucking, make a chariot harness. How sweet
real
would that
man
be?
Driving chariots.
You're driving, instead of like
you
a...
You know, it's like, if I totally pull up next to you at a light in a chariot, and you're in a fucking wagon, like it's like, dude, I'm a roaster, and you're in a minivan.
You got a spear, you gotta drive like this.
You got a flag.
Yeah, like a lance with a flag on it. You'd like hold the reins with one hand, just like stern looking over out. You know, over that'd be awesome, man. I'm doing. If I ever get a horse, I'm telling you, I'm going to have.
Yeah,
a
but
chariot.
You need like a team of horses to pull a chariot, man.
Do you need a team?
No, yeah. You can do one horse.
Yeah, but that's like fucking one. Gay.
If it's a Clydesdale,
a one horse chariot.
Gay. Yeah, if it's Clydesdale, it ain't gay. Those things are. You ever seen those
dude,
things
that's
up
like
close?
A, that's like a heavy war
they're
horse.
Fucking huge.
You could
barn
that some bitch.
Yeah.
Can you sharpen its hooves and its teeth?
No, it's not a nightmare.
Nice magic reference. Wow.
Thanks.
I hated how they changed the quote on the nightmare fucking card.
They didn't change it.
Yeah, they did, man. Oh, you know, I should have showed him my card collection, man.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Right. I didn't do that.
There will be time. There will be time.
All right.
So, as everyone knows, we've kind of changed the website around a little bit in the last few weeks.
Right, we had
some
to.
Turkish guys who apparently also got to Kevin Mitnick this past week, hacked his website. But anyway, so we don't have forums up, and we talked about it last time. So I put a post on the front page that says, if you want forums, send us an email. And we did get a few of those emails.
And reference note to what you're talking about posting on the front page of the website, because now we're doing it like... I don't know.
We're doing it gangster style.
We're doing it gangster style, man. Like, I'm totally...
Straight fucking text editor.
And let me just say that I was about to post up the fucking show write-up, and I had the dates, and then you posted that fucking thing about the forums. I was like, fucking asshole.
No, now you got all flustered because you didn't know how to do the layout. You're like, ah!
No, dude. I was like, fuck. Do we do the double dates? Or
oh,
do I, like,
yeah.
You know, sort of... Break tag in that motherfucker, kind of push this thing down, you know, like, I don't know, you fucked up my program, man. Anyway, we got a couple emails.
Yeah, we got a few emails that...
Were there really a few emails? Like,
yeah,
more
man.
Than one?
We're like, I think there's, you know, yeah, like double digits.
What?
Yeah.
Double digit email?
I'm not saying like 99, about? But...
Yeah.
At least 10 people that emailed us.
Holy fuck.
And, the subject line was, Big City is my grandma's bitch.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
That was real funny.
You should have heard about it. It was on the front page of the website.
Yeah, I saw that, actually. I wasn't very impressed with that.
Well, I had to say something.
Clever shenanigan.
I didn't want to put, like...
My grandmother's a good woman. She's a good woman.
No, no, you are my grandma's bitch.
Well, my grandmother's still a good woman.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with your grandma.
Well,
your grandma is
her.
Not referenced in there.
Would your grandmother ride in the chariot?
She probably wouldn't. She's frail and old with old age, wrought with perilous death. Close to it. Avast ye, malice factor, I have cometh now.
Hey, Grandma, I'm coming over to visit because you're wrought with perilous death.
Your skin looks sallow and frail, hanging off your dead bones.
Oh.
I find your scoliosis, what's that, osteoporosis disease, wrecking your body thoroughly.
Your scoliosis is fucking with your osteoporosis.
Your scoliosis has caused your head to be constantly turned to the left. I cannot talk to you straight on.
She always looks like she's pointing her shoulder at you. Like, what'd you say, Big City?
Hey, Grandma, how you doing?
I'm fine. What's going on today? I could sit over
here. Oh, it's much funnier in this room than it is listening to this, I'm sure. So I came up with a little bit of an idea. Something a little bit different than just some forms, you know?
Is it a real idea?
Well, we talked about it.
Oh, yeah, I know your idea.
Okay, so basically the idea is, and...
Wow, you're sweating already, man.
No, I was crying from laughing.
Mm.
You're sweating.
You're sweating.
I am sweating in all the right places.
Where... I think you need to turn down my mic. It still doesn't sound right in here. It's going to take us a couple episodes to get this worked out.
We're still crappy. I can't find that.
We fucking spent the last hour and a half tweaking this shit. But where, when you sweat, where is the right place? That's the next logical question.
Do we sweat out of our tongues like canines?
I think we do.
You don't...
Would it
suck? I once wondered.
There's two spots we don't sweat, I think, on our bodies.
It's eyelids?
No, that's hairs. I'm thinking you don't grow hair on your fingernails and your palms. That's it. Everywhere else on your body, there's hair, I think.
Is it really?
Even on your eyeballs.
Not the bottom of my feet.
Oh, yeah, like the feet bottoms, too.
Yeah.
Those things.
Yeah.
There's no hair on my eyeballs.
Yeah, I think it's like really small.
No.
Yeah, hairy ball.
Don't be silly.
Dude, check your retina.
His balla.
Anyway.
His balla?
I don't know, the right places would be like my naughty bits and like my ass crack when I start walking a lot and I get butt gravy. And
swamp
I don't know, my
ass.
Pits. That'd be like, yeah, swamp ass. And like my pits. Those are the right places. If I was sweating any place else, that's pretty much wrong.
That's when it's like 100 degrees outside and you're sitting there and you get up and you're like, I think I crap my pants.
Yeah, you don't even know what happened. It's just like moisture has gathered. It's mingled with the fecal turd skin of your ass. And now, like, it just creates
it's collected
sort of,
on the hair that's there.
Yeah, apparently. It's like some sort of slurry mixture. You don't know what it is. And you're like, fuck, this is gross. I gotta go wipe and I didn't even go to the bathroom. Did you do? That's what you go to. You're like, I'm just gonna go pretend to go to the bathroom just so I can wipe.
Right, so Mr. White came up with this new idea in place of the forums.
What the fuck happened? Yeah, so instead of having forums, it's kind of probably cooler in my head than it is me talking about it. But to implement this, I think we need some assistance.
Right. This is the first Summer of Code. F-Bill Radio.
Summer of F-Bill Code. So if anyone, Metatron, would like to help us out, a little PHP programming, you know, imagine PHP is probably the best thing. And a little MySQL database. But basically, instead of writing... Are having a full-out forums, if we have basically a page which anybody can dump anything. So you can dump some text, you can put some HTML in there, link to images or inline style sheets, whatever.
Upload phishing programs.
Anything, anything you want to just dump on there, with each post separated by a horizontal line, and maybe put in like whatever name you want and the date, and all this gets put in by a form, and you submit the form and it takes whatever you posted in there, dumps in the database, and basically shows you the newest post within there going back progressive order. So instead of having different threads and topics and avatars and
it's just
moderators,
be a fucking bucket of,
basically a bucket. You're gonna create
slop.
A stack.
Yeah. Whatever. I've seen things like this in operation, but
a stack?
Right. But not in the way Mr. White is describing it. This is
just
more of like
plain
a
plain old stack.
So you're gonna be able to go and it's gonna be like an ongoing conversation of shit that doesn't stop. And you'll be able to say, oh, okay, at what point did this just completely become a clusterfuck? Oh, hey, here's the first post.
If you want to put in some serious stuff,
like
not
six
serious
months
stuff,
ago.
Images, you can do it anonymously.
Non-anonymously.
You
can
sign
your
name.
That means we know who you are.
however you want to do it, just a very simple, basically, page that pulls from a database that has a collection of stuff.
Right.
Put in there, and it'll render, you know, if you know some simple HTML, which I think probably most of our listeners do, even though Big City doesn't, and, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Put in some link tags and shit. I mean, it's, you know.
Right.
It's not that hard.
So
some
we're thinking
tags.
About doing this. So yeah. Are we asking for reader
and at this
and
point, I mean, you could probably
feedback for this idea, or are we just going to do it?
I it's my vote to say that this is what we do.
Oh, it's come to a vote. I can taste the democracy in this thick air.
We could
these words move.
We
me.
Could put it out there. I mean, but
what did the emails say, man? Were they serious emails?
No, they just
like
said Big City is my grandma's bitch. That's the whole point.
Oh, okay. They should have said
it
more.
Was basically them casting their vote for.
Yeah, who voted?
Forums.
Anybody that we know?
Oh, the usual crowd.
Did Marco vote?
Not Marco. Maybe. I'm not positive.
I hope Marco voted. He's one of my favorite people.
Yeah, he right after B-Stark.
B-Stark? No, I liked Marco better. Because he had such a confusing question in the beginning that caused us to start this crazy-ass trend about Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
We still live in this very plush day.
Right. That was like episode 5.
Yeah. He's been listening since 25 episodes of this shit. That's like how many hours? 25
Who says he
hours.
Listens anymore?
Dude, this
he
should
sent
be
a message a couple weeks ago.
It should
I mean,
be,
he did, but
there should be a fucking Marco Award, man.
Are we gonna do this or not?
What do you think?
It's come down to this, eh?
I think, I mean, when I talked to you about it, I talked about just us doing it, but I think this is how we should open it up and it.
So is the entire Epil site going to be like this, man? Or just
no,
like
just
one
page. Like, we'll just call it shit.
Is this going to open us up for security breaches and shit like that?
No, because it's not. It's
email
so
bombing
simple.
And stupid crap by crazy.
It's so simple. I mean, if
Islamic
someone wants to go in there.
Fucking put shit in
fucking
there.
Hezbollah is going to rain its tear yeah. down
Hezbollah.
On us. Hezbollah.
I mean, I imagine you could probably
Bola,
just link.
Your Bola,
you could
Bola?
Post, like, YouTube videos in there. You could do. I mean, just post pictures of naked ladies.
YouTube
anything.
Videos.
I'm definitely
going
to
put that out there.
I'm definitely going to put up, like, pictures of just crazy stuff.
I'm definitely going to put up fucking links to my porn collection in there. I hope you're fucking prepared for that.
Whatever you want, man. It's you. See, I like forums. Forums are really good for discussions.
Yeah, but you know what? The forums that we had, I didn't feel them, man.
See, they were good and, like, there's a lot of guys that put in a lot of good stuff in there and a lot of helpful stuff. And the and guys that want to still do that can do that. You could put up a link and say, here, you know, this new
like
piece of software is out there.
It's community thing at large. So instead of just having, like, you know, you might have to navigate to get to the good stuff. You know what I'm saying?
But you got to, yeah, you got to look at it. And you got to keep up and keep looking at it. And, I mean, sometimes instead of like starting discussions, I just want to put a random piece of something into the forums, and forums aren't really for that.
Right, I vote yay. Yay!
I say yeah.
Yay!
I also vote for Mountain Dew as being the best soda ever.
I will agree with that, man. Mountain Dew is definitely...
I'm definitely enjoying the one I'm drinking right now.
Yay!
Big City, what say you to this?
No, you the man, and that's the problem.
That's right, motherfucker.
So...
What was the question posted?
What?
Huh? I can't hear you.
I asked you to chime in on what we decided, that Mountain Dew is the best soda ever.
Yay!
Good.
My vote is cast through a female voice. I'm both the giver and the receiver. The sleeper's awakened, father.
To quote a cartoon, does anybody remember the name of the bad guy in Tron?
I just watched it like 4 weeks ago.
Anti-Tron?
No. The mega computer super...
Master Control Program. That's not who I'm talking about, man.
Oh, man. You mean talking about the red guy?
Did you just watch Tron or something?
I haven't seen Tron in like 15 years.
Oh, really?
It was one of my favorite movies, though, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Then coincidentally, Al Gore and you share the same pastime.
Coincidentally, fuck Al Gore. I mean,
I've never seen someone go from like such...
dumbness to more dumbness?
Prestigious position to...
During my service in the United States Congress, I took the initiative...
Such a lump of horrible human being.
Dude.
In such a fast amount of time.
Who are you talking about, me or Al Gore?
Al Gore.
At what point was he fucking prestigious?
No, he was in like a prestige... I mean, he was the Vice President of the United States. I mean, there's some prestige to that left.
Not.
Some.
No.
Not anymore.
Never
when
was.
He was there.
No, dude. All he did while he was there was eat up our tax dollars for creating the internet.
I'd see the glitter of the White House
waste
of
money. What a waste of money. The internet.
Have you ever seen a mouse factor?
What the
fuck are you talking about?
The Washington Monument. It's like a spike of pearl in the morning breeze.
It's very phallic.
It is phallic.
Have you ever been called home by silver trumpets?
On chariots,
yes.
It's getting way too hot in here, man.
Oh, it's fucking warm.
Yeah, dude.
So what do you, Big City, you cast, what do you cast on the
I
vote?
Said yay.
Yeah, he said yay.
To Mountain Dew.
Yay.
Oh, yay. Doobie, doobie, doobie. It says it on there.
Yeah, and what about to the form, not form?
I said yay to that, too. I said aye. All right,
yeah, so totally we just going through with that?
Yes.
Are you going to be able to code that up, or do we need seriously need help?
I will definitely look into coding it up.
I don't think it'd be too hard to...
I don't think it's going to be that hard either.
Yeah.
And that's what I normally say. Mission accomplished.
So we'll see how we are in
7
a month
months
from now.
Later. You're dead in a pile of PHP books. You're on like PHPfreak.com or whatever that site is.
Oh, fuck, man.
Fucking
why'd you
bullshit.
Have to bring it there?
Yeah.
Experts Exchange.
Oh, why do you got to pay for Experts Exchange? You know? I wish we thought of that. Like
fuck
the Geek
Experts
Squad.
Exchange. Oh, God. I saw one of those motherfucking bugs on the road today, man.
Yeah.
Seriously thought about drag racing them.
You know, those fuckers are just some consultants. I mean, they just had the name Geek Squad, and it fucking sold them.
Dude, geeks nowadays are not what they used to be.
No, they're
it's
not.
It's completely a different
breed. We had a whole discussion about that, which will appear on, like, the Christmas special or something.
The
fucking Muslim holiday special. The,
Hezbollah.
Is that, like, all these Lord of the Rings fans and all this stuff, and just geeks aren't...
It's just fake,
posers.
Man.
What they
posers.
Used to be.
Posers. Now it's cool to be geek.
I'm and
when
glad
was
to
it
say
cool
that
to be geek?
I was... I mean, I am a geek, but I was really a true geek in my fucking lifetime.
Dude, we are true
dude, you
geeks
long
now,
hair.
Man.
All three of us had long hair at one point in our lives.
Right.
For no reason other than that was the way we were being outcast.
Right.
You had the longest hair, though.
Probably. I did. It was down here.
Fucking Undertaker
dude,
style.
Yeah, you were.
Undertaker style, yeah.
Mine was as long as his. Down, like, here.
Yeah.
My chin. But that was, like, I had a fro.
Yeah, but, you know, now I look at dudes that have long hair, and I'm like, you're a fucking poser, man.
Yeah, nowadays, I'm just like,
don't you feel that way, Mr. White? I mean, don't you look at these dudes, and you're just like, you fucking poser, man. Like, you made me. start wearing fucking jeans and polo shirts. Because that's what it means to rebel. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you fucking tell me that you're going to a club at night to be fucking normal. You know what I'm saying? To fucking rebel against normalcy. I fucked up before. To rebel against normalcy by wearing fucking makeup and nylons on your fucking arms. You know what I'm saying? And that's pro? You're fucking pro-rebellion. You know what I'm saying? You're a pro-rebel? You're going out to fucking club, hang out with other people that fucking look like you? Wear that shit? No, dude.
No, it's not rebelling.
Let's go to the fucking normal club.
You try blowing stuff up.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I did when I was a kid.
Well, you know, Jason Scott would say, it's not cool, man. Why don't you start talking about pipe bombs that you were making next?
Yeah. No.
Never actually made a pipe bomb.
Yeah, neither did I.
No.
Well, know what I'm saying.
I made a pseudo pipe bomb a couple times. It wasn't like in a pipe, so it wasn't condensed enough. It was in a coffee can.
I made a film canister full of gunpowder, but it didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It just kind of like, what do you do with this? Who wants to light it? Nobody did, so nobody trusts our wicking methods.
Yeah, wicking is always the hard part.
Well, yeah, you don't want to blow yourself up.
I was never into the explosives making scene, just so the listeners...
The feds know?
I wish we could still do it now without, like, going to federal prison forever.
You'd be lucky if you went to federal prison forever.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be cool. Like, we'd get together, like, all right, we're going to make a big-ass bomb and, like, drive out someplace, like, where it's totally safe, like, in the middle of, like, a huge sand fucking pile.
Like a beach where there's nothing there except, like, sand and water.
And blow something up, yeah.
Yeah, like a deserted beach, obviously.
Yeah. Or there's, like, those big sand pits a couple towns over, you know what I'm saying? Or the other side of town.
Yeah, yeah. And I know what you mean.
Out there, like, people used to blow up cars out there and shit.
You can't even have
not
fireworks nowadays.
I know.
Yeah, we're neutered.
We are.
Explosives are fun. So, I guess we're going to go with that new...
Yeah, I guess. The explosives are fun. We're going with the new system.
All right. So, then the next big announcement for FBIL Radio is... the BinRev crew, BinRev.com, run an internet radio station called DDP Hack Radio.
Diamond Dallas Page
Hack Radio, which you can find at DDPHackRadio.org. And
DDPHackRadio.org.
There's a stream there with lots of good shows for everyone to listen to. And there's an RSS feed of all the shows and everything else, and we got put into the rotation. So every Friday night from 7 to 8:30 is FBIL time on the DDP Hack Radio stream. So thanks a lot to you guys. Shouts to Nick 84 over the pond, Logos X. Shouts to you and the BinRev guys for making this happen for us. Pretty sweet.
Yeah,
dude, Logos X did a pretty big shot. You talked a lot on that show, Ray, right? That was him talking a lot?
What are you talking about, man? What show?
Hope Show.
The Hope Show. We met.
Mr. White and Logos X hung out a lot while I was sleeping.
We're hanging out. We went out to dinner. We went to dinner two nights, actually.
Dancing?
Yeah, we did a little dancing. Yeah, he's quite charming in his plaid button-down.
Nice.
Yeah, it's all clean-shaven and stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, like, you want an F-Bill t-shirt? He goes, no, I don't wear F-Bill t-shirts.
I don't wear t-shirts
at all.
As a matter of fact.
He wears all polo.
Yeah, but Stank Dog.
He wears like the same. That's what he said. I'm like, you wear the same shirt? He goes, yeah.
Cool, man.
I once read an article in Fortune or some bullshit magazine while I was sitting in a dentist's office. And there's this guy worth, you know, 20 gazillion fucking dollars. And all he ever wore every single day was khaki pants and blue button-down shirts. Closet full of them. No other colors, no nothing.
Maybe he thought he was jinxed or something.
Nope. He said, I got up every day. He's like, I'm too fucking busy to think about matching fucking clothes.
I hate to be that busy.
You know? There's a point to that, but there's a point to what he's saying, too.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to worry about it, but that's why I'm wearing, like, one sock that's red, the other sock that's blue.
I do have to admit that wearing the same clothes all the time, like the same style clothes all the time, which I do... I'm not worth 25 gazillion dollars, you know, or whatever you said.
Yeah.
Like, what's that, like 855 million billion yen or something like
that?
Yeah,
something about that, yeah.
Right. It is a lot easier not having to think about that shit.
Yeah.
Including on the weekends. Like, right now, I'm actually wearing my weekend uniform. You know what I'm saying? With the athletic pants and the Yankees t-shirt. Boston Massacre 2006.
Fuck the Yankees.
Boston Massacre 2006.
So...
Fucking noob.
That's the is that the first sports reference ever on NFL radio?
Yeah, and that...
Hey, speaking
it,
of...
It fucking pleases... Hold on, we're going to get to it. And it pleases me to be the first. Now...
Whatever.
Going into an aside, Big City sent me a couple emails from his place of work. You know, and he knows when I look at his emails because... He has it rigged, so...
Oh, you put read receipts on him?
Yeah.
I told you, your email server's fucked up.
You're a read receipt guy?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
And it's like a fucking tripwire, dude. Every time I click on it, it brings up the pop-up.
I hate people that put read receipts on their emails.
Dude, did I tell you about the emails that...
I fucking hate that shit.
They got lost in the shuffle? Our server, like, gets lost emails. It's like the post office. It's like bulk parcel mail gets lost, and we don't get it for, like, a year later.
Really?
That's
right.
Why we have them on.
So, I was picking up a copy of Madden 2007, which came out today, and it was not for me. It was actually for someone else who needed it. Do you see it around? No, you don't. You don't see it around, do you?
Right? I wouldn't mind giving that a try.
Right. So, you know, Big City kind of questioned my manhood as a gamer and everything else for being a, you know, a sports jockey fan. But, you know, I thought about it for a second, and I have been thinking about this lately, because as Mr. White knows, WoW players have brought me to a new level of just, like, irritatedness all the fucking time. They're everywhere. I can't fucking take it anymore, you know? And I was thinking what Big City said. I was going to reply, but then I was like, no, I'm going to save it for the show, because...
Oh, yeah, you didn't bring it up WoW before.
Right. I'm going to save it for the show. Now, Madden... I haven't played Madden in, maybe 10 years. It's been a long fucking time. It definitely was like the PS1 era when I was playing a Madden game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know how Madden is now, but I would suggest that it's, if you want it to be, it can be a serious simulation game. You know, could, you know, be fun and have its elements, but... For the most part, Madden is Madden, and it's the end-all, be-all of NFL games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to play Madden, you're going to be hardcore about it, okay? Now, if an MMO player comes up to me, and they've been role-playing, you know, as their character for X amount of days, okay? They've been doing whatever. Any MMO here, not just WoW. Is that person any more cooler... or more of a gamer than the person who's been simulating football games in fucking Madden for the same stretch of time. Now, I was a big fan of Silent Hunter 3 a year ago, man. That's a fucking serious sim game, okay? I was role-playing as a fucking U-boat captain. I didn't have a fucking clan or a guild or any of that shit. It was just me and my crew, man. We were fucking hunting down allied shipping. You know what I'm saying? If you were saying you were fucking...
Who did that?
That's you, dude.
What does that mean?
What?
Is that a battery indicator?
6% batteries.
Plug it in, dude.
I got the power up there.
Did you?
Yeah, I ran it up there for you.
You ran it up there?
Ass calling? You run all this time on battery, dude?
You ran out of the phone? You ran out of the phone?
Fuck. I thought you were like the engineer and shit.
I do sound, not power.
Why don't you fucking engineer something?
So I was coming completely to my point in the climax of that. I completely fucked it. I was going to say, like, this dude can talk about farming gold all the time, and I'm like, yeah, but you know what I was doing? I was, like, you know, fucking plotting firing solutions on fucking allied shipping. So yeah. I'm like, but you're more fucking hardcore than I am, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm playing a game that can be construed as, like, a fucking niche game, and I'm... You know, I'm just a fucking asshole for doing that.
Dude, but what I'm saying...
No, man, what I'm saying is that if you play fucking Madden seriously, man, I gotta give you respect for that. If you take it that seriously, where you're gonna get the game on release day, fucking props to you, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, I can't take listening to that shameless remark from a dude wearing a Yankee shirt.
Dude, can you switch this on?
Yeah, sure.
What's wrong with my Yankee shirt, man?
You sports lover.
Right. With the fucking wall scroll of Solid Snake.
I know that you got a baseball mitt in this house.
Probably. You got a problem with people like sports, man?
You jack.
This is so funny. It's surreal.
I know. Yeah. So who... Or she passed the game on, I take it.
I passed the game on to the true recipient of the game, who loves Madden very much. Buys it every year.
Cool.
Right. So we got an email.
Was it from Marco?
No, I'll give you another guess.
Was it from Metatron?
Seth of Monrovia.
Sweet.
Said, so next week I'm going to be in Colorado, and I was wondering if I was going to be by you guys. So I looked at Frapper Rap, but I'm not. I'm going for the touristy shit around Durango and Mesa Verde. Anyway, maybe next time, come to think of it, why the hell am I writing this? Oh well, later, Seth.
I forgot to say, Seth sent me an email 2 weeks ago for last week's show. He said I'm a sexy motherfucker.
He said you're a sexy motherfucker?
Yeah, in an email.
Dude, this guy is like bordering on stalker status.
That's cool, man.
He must be feeling lonely since we don't have forums anymore.
I sent back a message. It's like, cool, man. And I forwarded it to you, but you didn't get it, I guess. I must have got lost in my email quandary problem.
Probably.
Right, I think you invented the email quandary problem. Because yeah. You don't want to, you know, sound like one of those dudes that just put on fucking send receipts and read receipts. Fucking email.
I'm a stalker, actually. I know when you read my messages, you little bastard.
Yeah,
I know
I'm just
when
not
going to
fucking read them anymore. I'm just going to fucking mark them as junk mail.
You know, I sent you 3 messages today and I only got 2 responses, but 3 set red receipts. How come you didn't respond to the third?
God.
I know. I counted. I have a little checkbook next to my desk. I just sit there and put tally marks. All right. I sent 3 messages to Malice Factor. How come he only responded to 2 of these? 3 red receipts. What's going on here?
You can pick up a phone, dude. You know?
It didn't say your phone number in the signature. How was I supposed to know what to call you at? Yeah.
Right. So, do we have things we wanted to talk about this week?
Yeah. Hezbollah has been fucking hacking up a storm, apparently.
Hezbollah.
I should put on some music for that.
The only reason I brought this up is because Time Magazine ran this article that Hezbollah.
It's probably a way of spelling it, but the way it looks is just so funny because
it's completely against everyone else is doing it. Even in other articles on their own fucking website.
We're saying that there's... Are you playing that fucking shit from the...
Dude, it's way too hot up here.
It does. It feels like we're in Afghanistan right now.
I feel like I'm in Afghanistan. I'm in Hezbollah.
Give me a fucking turban, bitch.
We are in the fucking stronghold of Hezbollah. Guys, hack AOL one more time. Find the secure information that I posted secretly. Do it. Stop fucking the camel.
All we need is like a super hot chick covered from head to toe so we can't tell that she's hot.
You there, show me a little skin. Oh, that pinky toe looks great.
You're such an asshole.
I know. I'm probably going to be the first out of us to die.
Yes. Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's messed up, man.
Well, I don't want to be first, dude.
Oh, I thought you meant in a sense like, yeah, you should die.
No, you shouldn't die, but it's better than you than me. I'm sorry.
I see what you're saying.
Hezbollah.
I don't have any carrion birds to play for the Hezbollah sound effects.
So we got like a canary or something going on over there.
It's at night in the desert.
Have a fucking vulture.
The desert has many strange beasts. Man,
it's too hot in here.
I was like,
victory is ours. The vultures are already circling the infidel's fallen monument. Watch your back. Nobody gets into Hezbollah.
Hezbollah.
My Hezbollah. Your Bollah. Hezbollah.
Fox episode of FBIL Radio. Ever.
So, Time Magazine can't spell Hezbollah.
A fucking chorus of Hezbollah.
Watch your back.
So, everyone's heard about the AOL incident, right? I mean, we talked about it 2 weeks ago. Well, apparently, I fucking love this shit. You know, one of the searchers was found. Some people have been identified from that. And then the CTO resigned, along with two other people were fired. The two people that were fired was the guy who actually did the actual release of the stuff and his superior. And I think they pretty much both retained counsel at this point, at least I would. And probably could end up being the best thing that ever happened to them, because that's a lot of cash for something like that, suing AOL back.
That's a lot of cash.
Because, and the reason they're going to get a lot of cash, is that it came down New York Times today, yesterday, one of these days, that somebody showed that the executives at AOL did actually approve it. So this guy was just doing his fucking job and what he was told.
Nice.
Even though after they came out, AOL spokespeople said the executives had no idea. Fucking love it.
The fatal exception.
Exactly.
Fuck AOL.
Fuck AOL. So that's pretty much been like the
if
big
say
news.
F AOL, it'd be like full owl. A foul.
Okay, fuck it.
Foul. Foul.
Flow.
Enough.
Are you playing Tool in the background?
No.
And further news, a Filipino judge was
dwarf judge.
He was fired due to incompetence and bias.
He's been consulting.
he's had a 3-year appeal going on of his removal with the Supreme Court, and basically said he can't have his job because he told investigators that he used to consult Armand, Lewis, and Angel, three mystic dwarfs, while in chambers on the cases he was presiding over. How fucking stupid do you have to be to go and tell someone, as a fucking judge, that you consult your cases with three mystic dwarfs that live in your chambers?
Oh, it's not as far-fetched as you think, man.
I'm sweating like a pig.
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
but me as well.
And not just in the good places to sweat, in the bad places,
in
too.
In all the wrong places.
I'm completely fine in my Yankees t-shirt.
Did you see my t-shirt?
Oh, fuck, man. Come on.
Dude, what is with you? You're just playing all the stupid, gayest fucking songs you could ever play.
Pretty much.
I have become.
Did you see my t-shirt?
Dude, he's got an Apple t-shirt, man.
I wore this just to celebrate it at your house.
Right.
Yankee boy.
Him and I went down to the Apple store last week and bought a fucking Mac Mini.
The difference between my shirt and yours is that mine is not gay.
Dude, don't knock me because I'm a technocrat.
Oh.
A technocrat.
I should go over there and slap you for that one.
I just wanted to say technocrat.
Dude, we went on like a 4 or 5 hour journey last week.
Yeah, that was a long trip.
Like a 2-hour Tuesday night or something. and down to an Apple store. I bought my Mac Mini, and you just ripped the Apple store t-shirt off the back of one of the employees as we're running out of there.
Did you really steal that shirt from somebody?
Dude, how do you think I got it?
It's an authentic employee fucking shirt, dude.
Look, it says on the back.
College students, buy a Mac Mini and get a free iPod.
That and the front say has Mac Mini.
Or a Mac, whatever.
This is a Hack Mini.
And the front's got a picture of an iBook, and it's an ampersand, and then an iPod.
I can't believe you said ampersand.
It was on the counter, dude. We swooshed that thing into the bag on the way out.
Dude, you robbed the Apple store? Awesome.
We've been talking about a lot of illegal stuff this episode. Pipe bombs, blowing up Hezbollah, being trapped, and now robbing Apple stores. I don't think we should discuss anything else like this.
Well, we could talk about it, because you're the one that robbed the Apple store.
Yeah, but you're an accessory. Did you drive, motherfucker?
Huh? No, yeah.
Yeah, see? Maybe.
But unknowingly.
Yeah, you don't fucking matter. You're still an accessory to fucking theft.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Consult my fucking
it's a nice
dwarfs
shirt.
In the fucking chambers, it's... man. You're going to fucking Gitmo.
I know, dude. Maybe you should stop consulting chimeras before making bad decisions and driving me to stores so I can swipe Apple shirts.
You stole that Apple shirt, man. You sure you didn't just get it from somebody? Sure you didn't just buy it off of eBay? You really stole it. Why didn't you tell me about this before? You want the shock in my face to register?
Pretty much.
That's the best part about it. Dude, when you do something illegal, you don't brag about it. That's the first rule of doing illegal things.
How you get fucking... Yeah.
That's how you get yanked.
You don't go on, like, internet radio shows and talk about it.
It's a good thing we've got no listeners. We've insulted the hackers. They don't even want to hack us anymore. They're insulted.
Hezbollah.
They're like, shit, man.
Hezbollah.
These guys are fucking
Hezbollah.
Heads.
Fucking A.
Big City, you stole an Apple shirt.
Awesome.
Do you want a free Nano?
No.
Go buy a Mac.
Go buy a Mac. I'll sell you one cheap.
We should have stole more shit.
We probably should have, like, at least got a pen.
You should have stole a laptop instead of looking for one on eBay.
It would have been awesome.
It would have been nice if we bought the laptop. That
I'm looking on
free iPod.
I'm looking on eBay right now for laptops. It's kind of fun. Anybody out there got a laptop?
Expecting feedback from that?
Yeah, I'm waiting for someone to say
something.
Over
here, I got one.
Man, what?
I'm over here. In the corner.
Now, if everyone's got like an old laptop for sale, drop me an email.
I got
radio
an old laptop.
Radio.
Without a fucking screen.
Dude, it don't work. It's gotta work.
Damn.
It's gotta work at least.
That thing was a fucking champ, man.
Yeah. It definitely was.
Only had about 3 pounds of cigarette ash.
I'm looking for like a maybe like a 40 megahertz processor laptop. Yeah. Give me like a radar system. Steal one off a battleship.
I should have played that when you were doing your U-boat discussion.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
I didn't even know I had that. I just came across it.
Seriously,
like, wow.
Plot and firing solutions. You know what I'm saying?
10 degrees left, 4 degrees right. Bring us down 2 depths, Commander. 2 depths, bring us down 6 fathoms. Drop us 6 fathoms, sir.
Yeah, you have to say the German, though.
Schnell wieder fast, für das Kälfer. Dampfschen bitte, dann skrat,
dampfschen bitte. Nice. Been practicing?
Da. Oh, that's Russian. I don't know what guess this is German.
Yeah.
No, it's not yeah. I don't know.
You ever seen the video of this song?
Yeah. You showed me the video of this song.
It's awesome.
I think it's where I got this from.
It's a Christopher Walken dancing to a big hotel.
Episode 29 was Pulp Radio. What is episode 30 going to be?
Do you know what this song's about? If you listen to what they're saying, walk without the rhythm. Walk without rhythm so the worm won't come.
I have no idea what this is.
Walk without rhythm, Malice Factor, so the worm doesn't come. Who does that? You know. I've already made 2 references tonight to this subject matter. Still suits and something else.
I haven't been listening, man.
You crazy drunk Irish man. You're sweating like a pig.
Yeah.
Dude, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know really you don't. I know you don't because you never studied as a kid.
You're trying to get me to make another fucking Middle Eastern reference
like I did last time. No, never mind.
Dune.
I should have known.
Still suits.
Frank
Shai
Herbert.
Halud.
Fucking enormous worm. Packages. David Bowie.
No, that's Labyrinth. Dune. Patrick Stewart.
Oh, yeah, that's Sting.
That's Sting. Yes, Sting was in there. That's
yes.
Right. Package Sting.
Right. Yes, yeah,
David Bowie beat him.
Did Patrick Stewart ever have hair?
I don't think he did, even as a kid, man. He came out bald, stayed bald. He's bald.
Right.
Unbelievable.
I am fucking burning up in here, man.
Put the air back on.
Yeah.
We got really, 5-10 minutes left of the
show. We gotta throw the fucking towel in, man. Seriously. Look at how I'm
sweating.
Dude,
we can't throw the towel in.
Yes.
Dude, 5 minutes. Dude, what has this show become? We started out with so many goals.
I can't take the heat, man.
You have to give up.
You listeners don't care about the heat, damn it.
Sometimes you can't handle
it. Dude, take a cold can of Mountain Dew and put it in your underwear.
What? I don't know what you said. I don't even have an ending song picked.
Dude, I told you, Flog of Molly, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Why do we have to play? Why can't he play that, what was that dumb song you were playing before?
No,
the one that Mr. White hates?
No. It's like all of them you played tonight. It's like the worst music selection ever.
I was trying to play different songs.
I really wonder how this is going to turn out sound-wise.
Right.
Be interesting.
I'm going to name this one Frottle Fuck.
What? What?
I can't even take a drink out of my bottle, man. I'm gonna fucking cry. Spill it all over the place.
Yeah, Frottle Fuck.
Frottle Fuck.
This is Flogging Molly rendition of fucking Margaritaville.
I'm a fucking homo.
Apparently, Jimmy Buffett writes books about the Caribbean.
Apparently Jimmy Buffett's a useless piece of shit. I'm sorry.
I hate this fucker.
I hate anyone that walks around and declares they're a parrot head. I hate fucking people that put cheese on their head and go to football games. I hate anybody that does anything in the realm of anything with head and fucking events.
You don't like head at events?
No, that's different.
Okay.
Throttle Fuck.
Throttle Fuck.
Describes this episode perfectly, like snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a fucking plane.
Fucking snake ate me.
Fucking anaconda. He's been sucking at my leg for the last hour, trying to get that down.
That's the whole.
I haven't struggled.
Dude. That's totally not even what happened in the movie.
No, I know, but just think about that. If a python was trying to eat your arm, it'd take it like 50,000 hours.
50,000 hours.
You'd be like, this python's been eating my arm for the last 2 hours.
So in other words, that python's gonna not eat you up by the time that light bulb blows out.
You could probably land a plane with a python on your wrist. That's what I'm trying to get across to you.
I hear you, man.
Or
motherfucking.
You think you can land a plane with a python on your wrist?
Yeah, I do.
No.
Dude.
Like, no.
Is it fucking like Hulk Hogan flying the plane? No. Is it Diamond Dallas Page flying with a fucking python on his wrist? Fucking Jake the Snake Roberts python, for that matter? He just shakes it off. He's just like, fucking python.
It's making me slip my grip. Oh, fucking God.
I'll have to flip my ailerons with my left hand instead of my right hand. You know? And that's that. I'm telling you, you could do it.
What the fuck is this music?
What the fuck is going on?
This is just for Mr. White, because I know he likes this song.
I do.
It's a good song. It's one of my favorites.
I love this song.
I don't know who.
Right.
I don't know what Miller wants me to play for him.
What can we do with a touchscreen?
I can slap my dong against it. It's just the first thing he's thinking of. Did you ever do that in Picto Chat or anything like that? You just like beat your
dick? No, dude, I don't beat my dick into the deepest touchpad.
He makes like a dick print and like sends it across and transmits it to the
What the fuck's the matter with you?
Oh. I should, well, this is why I don't own this shit, so I don't really know one way or the other. What the hell's going on?
Oh, shit.
This fucking heat, man.
Dude, this is driving me insane.
I'm fucking crazed. Beat my dick into the DS screen. What the fuck is the matter with you?
Crazy
children thing. Listening to this show, man.
I thought we got an NC-17 rating. Nobody's listening to this show that's not over the age of 17. At that point, you understand what a dick is.
Listening to this show, period, man.
Oh, man, oh, man.
It's... I feel we've lost direction now that there is no more Bill to fuck. What do you think about that, Mr. White?
He's not...
No?
Well, there's always Bill as the fuck, if you think about it. Let's start with Bill Carpenter.
It's not... I don't know. Who knows what the fuck the name means, anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's like everyone, you know? It's like all-encompassing.
That was very zen, man.
It's like everyone, everyone has a name.
Like everyone has a name, dude.
Deep down, we're all Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been able to escape it.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm wearing a plaid shirt right now.
If you play this any longer, we're seriously running the risk of getting fucking shut down by Metallica.
I just want to get to the memory remains part because this is about Bill.
What?
Never mind.
Dude.
Napster 2007. Oh, yeah, that's great.
Why do people feel the need to sell, like, even, like, the smallest of items for, like, $2?
Like, I could sell this fucking... USB to PS2 fucking thing on eBay. Someone will fucking buy it, man.
$2. Dollar to buy,
plus
dollar
$8 shipping.
Yeah, I'm gonna sell it to you for a penny. I get you for the shipping.
Dude, I did that recently.
What?
I'm like, I can't... Something that I couldn't sell for a very high price because of a restriction on it. It has to be sold for the fair market value of the thing. It was a ticket to an event.
That's fucking dumb.
So I charged like $20 to ship it.
Nice.
Yeah, I tried selling some tickets on eBay recently and it didn't sell, so I'm trying StubHub now.
Well, I couldn't... Yeah, on eBay, you couldn't post it high, so I charged... So I put it at the value that the highest value could.
Yeah, there's a lot of places. It varies by state to state, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But you can't... Like, Ticketmaster reams you for like $20 of fees on a fucking ticket. And taxes and everything else. And you can't legally sell a ticket back to get that back.
No, I know.
So.
Which is stupid. So I sent it out in like super priority, first class, delivery confirmation, insurance works, and charged a fortune for it.
What you're trying to say is F Ticketmaster.
F Ticketmaster. I hate that fucking fuckers. And Tickco.com too. I hate them. Their cheap mock-up of Ticketmaster. Try to trick you into buying tickets. I hate them. We hate them forever.
Is that a wrap?
Can we end it, please?
I think it's a wrap.
Can we turn the AC on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. All right, everybody. FBillRadio.com. Radio at FBillRadio.com. And, if you got opinions on the forums or the crap we talked about...
yeah, if you really want the episode to be named Frottle Fuck or any of the various other...
I don't think we could legally put fuck in a title for getting listed on iTunes with it.
We could put a star.
Some little yuppie bitch is going to complain about it.
Throttle... Never mind.
Check us out
at ddphackradio.org Friday night, 7 o'clock. Listen to all the good shit that's on there.
Right.
www.fbillradio.com.
Play the song.
Now.
And forever hold your peace.
The endings have been taking like 10 minutes. It should just be like out.
Peace.
Like now, out. Later. Dude, I thought I said Flag and Molly. Do you not fucking listen?
The Cadillacs stood by the house and the Yanks they were within. And the Tinker Boys, they hissed advice but were with a pen. Then we turned and shook as we had a look in a room where the dead man lay. So Big Jim Dwyer made his last trip to the shores where his father's lay. But 15 minutes later we had our first taste of whiskey. There was uncles giving lectures on ancient Irish history. The men all started telling jokes and the women they got frisky. By 5 o'clock in the evening, every bastard there was pesky. Pretty well gone away, there's nothing left to say. Farewell to New York City boys, the Boston NPA. He took them out with a well-hung clout, and I often heard him say, I'm a free-born man of the USA. He fought the champ in Pittsburgh, and he slushed him to the ground. He took on Tiny Tartanella, and it only went one round. He never had no time for rights, for drink or dice or whores. But he never threw a fight when the fight was right, so they sent him to the war. Pretty well gone away, there's nothing left to say. We're staunching Joe and an Aaron Gomer, loves in America. The calling of the rosary, Spanish wine from far away. I'm a free-born man of the USA. Love you, I always did, I always will. Very well gone away, there's nothing left to say. But say it you, to your eyes as blue as the water in the bay. To Big Jim Dwyer, a man of war, who was often heard to say,